Hi, I'm Victoria, the host of the Remedy Suite podcast. The goal of every episode is to help you regain control of your body, health, and weight so you can look and feel better than ever. As our bodies change, we need to approach things differently. No more fad dieting or endless cardio, but instead, specific changes you can make with clear, actionable steps to reset your body and cultivate the right mindset to make it happen. I'm so excited you're joining me today, so let's dive in. Hey there, welcome back to another episode of the Remedy Suite podcast. I'm your host, Victoria. Now, do you ever find yourself stuck in a rut, unable to muster up the motivation to take control of your health and fitness? Whether you're struggling to lose excess weight, beat the bloating and fatigue, or simply get back on track with your health goals, whatever they may be. Well, that was me. I felt stuck in a vicious cycle. When you've gained weight, feel bloated and lack energy, first up, the last thing you want to do is face a diet of restriction and deprivation, just when you need to soothe yourself and comfort yourself the most. And also when you've tried so many things and nothing works, how can you feel motivated? You feel depleted instead. So I know I've been there, and today I want to share some practical tips that I used to help me break free from the cycle and start feeling my best again. First things first, let's talk about setting yourself up for success on this health journey. Instead of overwhelming yourself with unrealistic expectations, focus on setting specific, measurable, and time-bound goals, breaking down your larger health goals into smaller, actionable steps. This makes them more attainable and will keep you motivated along the way. Write out your bigger goals and then work backwards and break them down into smaller, doable goals. Make them really small to start with, because as soon as you start seeing wins, no matter how small, it will keep you motivated. You start seeing there's hope. You see that change is happening. For me, it was the thought of the overwhelm that kept me stuck, because I was seeing things too big. I was just seeing the end goal that I was trying to achieve rather than all the small steps that I needed to get there. It made it far more manageable and doable. Next up, let's talk about structuring your day. This is really important because this is probably one of the busiest times of your life right now. You know, you're juggling so many things, your work, your home life, maybe children, extended family, you might have dependent parents, so many things. So how do you fit your health goals into your day-to-day? Organizing your time effectively is crucial for staying on track. So consider prioritizing some activities that will support your health goal, such as making it a regular slot in your schedule to meal plan, whether meal plan for the week or just the day ahead. Have a look at your schedule for the week and see where you can fit in some exercise, even if it's just 10 minutes. It's enough to keep the momentum going. And self-care, adding in some time for yourself, just doing the things that you enjoy. By scheduling these activities during your most productive hours, you'll ensure that you're making the most of your day and staying focused on your health priorities. For me, I'm most productive in the morning, so I'll do my workout first thing. Set yourself up to make everything work for you in the best possible way. If you know you've got a really busy day and you can't fit in any of these activities, the most important thing is that you don't get defeated by it. Don't be persuaded by the mindset that it has to be all or nothing, but instead simply acknowledging that you've got a busy day ahead, you'd like to fit in what you can, even if it's just for 5 minutes, and on the days that you're less busy, you'll do more. Consistency is key in keeping up motivation. Look ahead, not up. A bit like what I touched on earlier, when it comes to making progress on your health journey, remember to focus on the next step rather than getting overwhelmed by the end goal. Break your health goals down into smaller, manageable tasks and celebrate each small win along the way. By keeping your eyes on the horizon and trusting the process, you'll stay motivated and make steady progress towards your ultimate health goal. And steady progress is what stays for the long haul. It's the quick fixes that don't. Okay, next, embrace baby steps. Progress doesn't happen overnight. So be sure to embrace baby steps on this journey. Avoid the temptation to rush towards your goals and instead focus on making consistent, sustainable changes to your lifestyle. Through all of this process, this isn't a diet. This is creating a healthy lifestyle, a healthy way of living. And you're doing that by taking these baby steps. So start with small achievable actions that align with your health goals, what you want to achieve for yourself, how you want to feel, and celebrate each milestone along the way. That's really important. We must acknowledge our wins. It's so easy to get caught up in thinking that our wins aren't big enough, that they're not worth celebrating. Every small change in the right direction is a win and deserves to be celebrated. It's one step further away from where you don't want to be. Harness the power of your mindset. This is crucial, and it's the one that will, above all else, ensure that you get to where you want to be. Cultivating a positive mindset and believing in your ability to succeed is essential for overcoming obstacles and staying motivated. It really is the bedrock. Practice some positive self-talk. We can be so hard on ourselves and it holds us back. So whenever you catch yourself talking to yourself badly, turn it around. Turn it into something positive. Surround yourself with positive people and supportive people and people who want the same goal as you want. With the right mindset, you can overcome any challenge and achieve your health goals. Getting motivated to take control of your health is all about setting yourself up for success, structuring your day effectively, just getting really organized, focusing on the next small steps, embracing those baby steps, and cultivating a positive mindset. Remember, you have the power to achieve your health goals. I believe in you, and I know you do too. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope you found these tips helpful. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to share it with your friends and spread the motivation. If you're feeling inspired and ready to take action, dive deeper into your health journey with my 7-day starter kit. It's a digital goodie bag packed with everything you need to get you going on your journey to feeling and looking better than ever. If you're looking to get a flat stomach, bust the bloat, and feel refreshed and energized, then you're going to love this kit. And it's absolutely free. You can sign up ahead of its release so that you'll be the first to get it in your inbox. Sign up with your name and email at remedysuite, that's S-U-I-T-E, .ck.page/freebie. And I'll drop that link in the show notes. And I'll see you next week. I hope today's episode inspired you on your journey to transforming your body. Make sure you check out the show notes for a summary of all the important links that I talked about. And if you enjoyed this episode, hit the follow button and share with a friend on social media or leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And share with me what you've learned on social media over at Remedy Suite. I love hearing from you and connecting with you. Have a beautiful day and always remember you deserve to look and feel nothing short of incredible.